Now, chapter 13, interview, rules of the game. First and foremost, when we talk of interview, you have to ask yourself one question. Are you ready for a job interview? Why do I need to ask myself this question? The interview is a very useful tool for evaluating an applicant. It is a useful tool for evaluating a potential employee. So you firstly need to be ready or prepared for the interview. That does not mean you mug up answers and go, but you should be ready to face another person who would be far more superior to you in terms of knowledge, abilities, skills, qualifications, experience. So how are you going to express yourself in front of that individual? How are you going to impress, in short, your prospective employer? So what are the learning objectives when you talk of interview preparation? After studying this chapter, you should be able to do job interviews, the process, three stages of job interviews, job interview constructs or theories, different types of job interviews, and how would you know about your performance, right? We are required to prepare for the job interview, and now we have understood how to get ready for it. So we start with introduction. Now let us just understand the job interview process. When called by the prospective employer, the topic of how to face the job interview successfully is covered in another book, Mastering the Interview Process. I personally feel that no book will literally or exactly guide you. It will just give you a layout of few points as to how to deal with an interview. Because a lot depends on your confidence, your self-esteem, your positive attitude or mindset, and your ability to also, to a great extent, be an active listener and be a patient person. Because when you talk of an interview, most of the times it is known that the person is either thinking of the next question which may or may not be asked to him. The person is either worried as to how the interview has been going on so far. And especially when it's a stress interview, whereby the questions put forward are very stressful for you. Example, the person may frankly tell you, I don't think the interview is going great. What do you feel? So, if you are giving the interview and the interviewer says this to you, it may shock you. It may surprise you. But you need to keep a check on your reactions and responses, and you need to be effective while listening to this. You need to have an immediate answer, not in a manner whereby your facial expressions say that you are shocked listening to this. We will discuss these points as we go ahead. A job interview typically precedes the hiring decision and is used to evaluate candidates. The interview is usually preceded by the evaluation of submitted resumes or CVs from interested candidates, then selecting a small number of candidates from interviews. Potential job interview opportunities are included or also include networking events and career fairs, right? How do I socialize? Of course, today it is known that your details are also available on Facebook. So, an employer may go through your details on Facebook. Now, of course, all the details put up on Facebook may not help him. But to a great extent, the person will be able to figure out a lot about you. So, social networking sites are also playing an important role today. Introduction. The job interview is considered as one of the most useful tools for evaluating potential employees. It also demands significant resources from the employer, yet has been demonstrated to be notoriously unreliable in identifying the optimal person for the job. What do we mean by this sentence? It is said that how can you ideally figure out if a person is appropriate or not within that half an hour or within the 2-3 rounds of interview? But we assume that to a great extent, the person is saying genuine and the person is giving us correct information. Also, a lot to do with the non-verbal cues, which are a giveaway or a hint. So we ideally should be able to figure out if the person is giving correct or incorrect information, if the person is actually portraying what he is, and if the person is actually saying what is put forward in the CV. An interview also allows a candidate to assess the corporate culture and demands of the job. Multiple rounds of job interviews may be used where there are many candidates or the job is particularly challenging or desirable. Earlier rounds may involve fewer staff from the employers and will typically be much shorter and less in depth. A common initial interview form is a phone interview, a job conducted over the telephone. So if it's via telephone, of course, various reasons, maybe they ideally want to take interviews via telephone. So finally, they just need to call face to face 5 applicants instead of the 50 CVs they've got. Also, another important aspect, the earlier rounds may involve fewer staff and will be shorter, because towards the end, the third round, you will actually get to know a lot more about the individual. And towards the end, that means when the person has come for the third round of interview, it's more or less decided that the person seems appropriate for this job. But then too, few more questions need to be put forward. When we talk of telephone interview, this is common when the candidates do not live near the employer and has advantage of keeping costs low for both sides. This is in relation to telephone interview. Once all candidates have been interviewed, the employer typically selects the most desirable candidate and begins the negotiation of a job offer. So, when you have got a wide pool of applicants, then you definitely can make your choice and decide who should finally be called for an interview. Interview constructs or concepts. What do we mean by constructs or concepts? What are the various theories as far as interviews concerned? That means, say, if you talk of mental constructs, for example, what does it mean? The mental ability, the skills, the experience. If you talk of personality related constructs, what does it mean? A lot to do with your personality as an individual. Are you temperamental or are you stable enough? Right? So those aspects. In light of its popularity, a stream of research has attempted to identify the constructs. Constructs here, ideas or concepts that are measured during the interview to understand why interviews might help us pick up the right people for the job. Several reviews of the research on interview constructs reveal that the interview captures a wide variety of applicants' attributes. Right? All the characteristics and traits of an individual are ideally captured during an interview. So it's like you as an individual or an applicant are getting a chance to unleash the potential in terms of the characteristics or attributes which you want to portray. So for example, you're asked that you are working as a supervisor. Now you realize that in your team, one of the members is constantly interrupting to such an extent that all the other members of the group get disturbed. Of lately, this is happening all the more and it's getting repeated. It's getting repeated. How ideally will you handle this as a supervisor? One way could be that you ideally call him face to face individually and you both speak one to one. Because if you say anything in front of the whole group, it may be humiliating to him. He anyways is bitter and hostile as far as all the group members are concerned. And what would be the biggest problem? That work ideally would take a back seat. Maybe he is so stressed, he is so worked up that he's not focusing on goals and achievements. And this is a hindrance and obstacle to the others in the group. Several reviews of research on interview constructs reveal that the interview captures a wide variety of applicant attributes. These constructs can be classified into 3 categories. That's why I just read it again, that we are talking of these constructs. They are divided into 3 categories. Job-relevant interview content. We will discuss all these three. Job relevant interview content constructs interview questions are designed to assess. Take this term, job relevant interview content. Then we discuss the other two. Interviewee performance. Applicants' behaviors unrelated to the applicant characteristics. The interview questions are designed to assess but nevertheless influence interviewer evaluations of interviewee response. Now, when we talk of interviewee performance, what will be your performance when you ideally are talking of an interview? What is it on? Is it based on the qualifications and skills which you have in your CV? Or is it based on your behavior? Or is it based ideally on how you portray yourself that day? So you talk of interviewee performance. Now, here they're saying applicant's behavior. That means that day if you're stressed, that's your behavior, is unrelated to the applicant's characteristics. As an individual, you are goal-driven. But that day, since you're stressed, you're showing stressful behavior in terms of your facial expressions. So these two are unrelated. Now we can give this benefit of doubt that they are unrelated because as an individual, you have that drive, that motivation level, that skill to achieve tasks. But it's just that since you've gone for an interview, somewhere you are stressed because you really want to get a chance to work in that organization. Potentially job irrelevant interview biases. Personal and demographic characteristics of applicants that may influence interview evaluations of interviewee responses that will finally result in a decision. When you talk of irrelevant interview biases, a very simple example. Research says that obese people ideally are less hired as far as work is concerned. Now this sounds unfair, but research does say that hiring obese people as far as work is concerned is one aspect which is looked into, and thus they avoid hiring the person if he or she is obese. Now if you go to see, this is being stereotyped, this is being biased. Why? Because what do we look into when we hire an individual? Unless if someone is in the field of modeling, then it's a different aspect. But otherwise, what is looked into? That the person is organized, efficient, and motivated to work in this organization and has the skill of handling people and achieving goals and living up to deadlines. So, this is very stereotype. This is actually being judgmental. So when we discuss these are biases, when we are talking of these kind of aspects, they may or may not exist, depending a lot to do with culture, depending a lot to do with the country, the place, the kind of work, all those aspects. So, job relevant interview content. When I talk of job relevant interview content, when I take your interview, I ask you questions which are relevant to the kind of work you will be doing. Interview questions are designed to tap applicant attributes that are specifically relevant to the job for which the person is applying. The job relevant applicant attributes that the questions purportedly assess are thought to be necessary for one to successfully perform on the job. Say for example, I am taking an interview of an individual who has applied for the designation of an accounts executive. This person who's come to give the interview has come on a wheelchair. Now, if I ask a question that, since when are you disabled, that reflects on my desensitivity, that how desensitized I am, and I'm being so ruthless in asking such a question. But if I put forward a very relevant question saying that you have applied for the designation of an accounts executive, Fair enough, your skills and qualifications are impressive. But if you are expected to go to the client site once a week, will that suit you? Now, look at the words which we are using here. I'm saying, will that suit you? I am not saying, will it be a problem for you, whereby making him or her feel that she is having this disability? I'm also not saying that, will you be able to do it, where I'm doubting the person's ability. So I have to be absolutely sensitive. The job relevant concepts that have been assessed in the interview can be classified in three categories: general traits, empirical factors, and core job elements. The second category refers to job knowledge that the applicant has acquired over time. When we talk of empirical factors, this is what they mean. It refers to job knowledge. And the third refers to knowledge, skills, and abilities with the job, because you're talking of core job elements. So knowledge, skills, abilities with the job. And here we ideally talk of job knowledge, which the applicant has acquired over a period of time. Now, job relevant interview content, general traits, mental ability, applicant's capacity to learn and process information. Yes. How do you ideally focus as far as work is concerned? The ability to absorb, retain, process information, personality, conscientiousness. When I talk of being conscientious, being organized, being efficient. When I talk of being conscientious individual, it means they're highly goal-driven. If they're not conscientious, then ideally they will be less goal-oriented. So, an example, when you talk of being conscientious, I follow a schedule. That means the schedule which I plan, I stick to it no matter what. Agreeableness, when I talk of agreeableness, ideally cooperative, believe in social harmony, being sympathetic, being approachable. That's what agreeableness is. Emotional stability, not being temperamental, ideally being balanced with emotions and neither reacting nor responding inappropriately. We've all heard of the 90-10 principle. 10% of life is what happens to you. 90% is how you react. So when you talk of emotional stability, a lot to do with your reactions. Extroversion, these people are extroverts. That means you're talking of someone who has to be in the field of public relations. That person has to ideally have the skill and ability to deal with the public. If it's a crisis communication, all the more to deal effectively with the public. So extroversion, ideally they prefer being with people, attending gatherings, working in groups, community activities. In fact, if they're alone or by themselves, they can face boredom. Openness to new experiences. When I say openness to new experiences, ideally being, very creative. All right. They spend full time reflecting on things. They have a vivid imagination and also very often appreciation for art, emotion, adventure. They have a very different thought process. So when you talk of general traits, so if I'm looking for someone, say, in the field of marketing, the person should have these traits. If I'm looking for someone in the field of public relations, the person should have these traits. Interests, goals, and values. Applicant motives, goals, and person organization fit. That means, what is your motive? What are your long-term plans? Do you see the success of the organization in the next few years, whereas you also putting in effort to achieve that success? We continue with job relevant interview content. Empirical factors. When I talk of empirical factors, job relevant knowledge derived from prior experience. Yes, whatever experience you've had, it definitely works as a medium or tool to probably widen your horizons, to make you a more skillful person, to learn from the past mistakes, and the ability to handle every situation effectively when you have shifted from one job to another. Education, job relevant knowledge derived from prior education, right? Whatever you learn in classroom, how are you implementing that as far as the practical world is concerned? And then we talk of job relevant knowledge, which we talk through education. Training, job relevant knowledge derived from prior training. Training is also one important aspect, because especially if there are certain weaknesses, training helps you to deal with the weaknesses effectively. If there are weaknesses, training ideally will help you overcome these weaknesses, because it will serve the purpose by letting you master what you feel you have actually not been able to so far. That means your barriers, or probably lack of information, all these, removal of barriers, that means all these will be fulfilled through training. So, for example, in the field of IT, constantly updated with new packages, new software. So, are you given efficient training and are you able to absorb and implement? So, we discussed general traits. Then, ideally, we discussed empirical factors, then core job elements. When we talk of declarative knowledge, applicants learned knowledge, what do I mean by this? It refers to knowledge about facts and ideas, thus knowing what to do, and it represents knowledge of a given task. So, you have enough knowledge about a particular task. The task could be extremely challenging, the task could be your day-to-day task, but you have enough knowledge. So ideally, you realize that since the last 6 months, a lot of people are leaving your organization. So you probe into it. You have enough information how to curb the situation and deal with it effectively. Procedural skills and abilities. Applicants' ability to complete the tasks required to do the job. When I say procedural skills, it includes the perception, ideally. It includes a cognitive ability. It includes the interpersonal skills. Motivation. Applicants' willingness to exert the effort required to do the job. Yes, being motivated or getting motivated by others, that means taking someone as a role model, is extremely crucial. And interviewee performance. These are core job elements. Interviewee performance, that's the next one. Interviewer evaluations of applicant responses also tend to be colored by how an applicant behaves in the interview. These behaviors may not be directly related to the constructs the interview questions were designed to assess, but can be related to aspects of the job for which they're applying. So if you're talking to the interviewer, how ideally will he evaluate you? Not only based on your behavior, but also how have you directly answered in terms of the job for which you're applying. It also means your level of enthusiasm, your thought process in terms of clarity. Are you seeing yourself in that direction to achieve that as a career? Do you see yourself progressing in that direction for that field, or in that field rather? It's not for that field, in that field. That's what needs to be looked into. Applicants, without realizing it, may engage in a number of behaviors that influence rating of their performance. For example, a frown, right? When a question is asked to you that how many leaves on the tree outside? You're asked basic questions, tell us something about yourself, tell us your weaknesses and your strengths. Suddenly they ask you, how many leaves on the tree outside? So you frown. You're wondering what's happening. So ideally, you're assessed on this. If you are calm, you think for a second, say, I guess as many as we think. Or infinite, unlimited, right? Because we're not sure of what to answer. But I am assessed on this too, how I'm handling this question, especially because I've been asked basic questions and the question goes to how many leaves on the tree outside, or how many ping pong balls can fit into this room. So as many as can fit, right? We do not have to give a number. We do not have to say what or get sight. So that is what is important, and we are assessed on that too. applicant may have acquired these behaviors during training or from previous interview experience. Yes, it is said that your previous interview experience also plays an important role. Interview performance. These interview performance theories can be classified into three categories: social effectiveness skill, interpersonal presentation, personal and contextual factors. Let us talk of social effectiveness skill, impression management. Applicants attempt to make sure the interviewer forms a positive impression on them. Very important that the applicant behaves in a manner whereby he forms a positive impression. Applicants attempt to make sure the interviewer forms a positive impression of them. It is said a smile, appropriate eye contact, appropriate posture whereby you're not leaning forward, whereby you're leaning forward, which shows an interest. So, mannerisms and ways to show that you are enthusiastic and interested. Social skills. Applicant's ability to adapt his or her behavior according to the demands of the situation to positively influence the interviewer. Right? So, adapt his or her behavior according to the demands of the situation. Interview performance, self-monitoring, applicant's regulation of behaviors to control the image presented to the interviewer. I guess we've just discussed a few slides back that your facial expressions, to a great extent, you should and can be able to control. If you manage that, it will definitely be helpful to you. Because somewhere, you will only portray the facial expressions which you feel are positive, not the ones which are negative or pull you back. Relational control. Applicants attempt to control the flow of conversation, not having any barriers as far as communication is concerned, ability to interact effectively, ability to put forward information appropriately, ability ideally to have an ice-breaking session and letting the conversation flow. Interpersonal presentation, that means your verbal expression, ideally able to communicate effectively, pitch, rate, pauses. I'm neither talking too fast nor too slow. I pause, I give the opposite person time to think and ask. Then I talk of non-verbal behavior, smile, hand movement. Too much of hand movement is not appreciated, right? Body orientation, body language, right? Eye contact. All these are important aspects. Interview performance, personal, contextual factors. Interview training, coaching. Coaching can be on two fronts. When I talk of coaching, it is ideally one aspect could be to focus on grooming, and another aspect could be ideally how are you going to deal effectively with the kind of questions that are put forward. So when we talk of the kind of questions which are put forward, you ideally would know more or less what will be asked. But very often, even questions which are not really known come up, right? So focus on how to behave, how to present oneself. That's what it is. When I talk of interview self-efficacy, first and foremost, what do we mean by the term self-efficacy? What does efficacy mean? The ability to handle various situations. That's what efficacy means. That you're able to handle various aspects and situations. Applicants perceive ability to do well in the interview. When I can handle various situations, that means I can handle stress, I can handle people who are aggressive, I can handle a team whereby people don't get along well, but I can be a mediator and resolve issues. So that's what it means. Interview motivation, applicants' motivation to succeed an interview, and job irrelevant interviewer biases. When I discuss with you job irrelevant interviewer biases, I gave you an example whereby a person comes for an interview in a wheelbound chair. Another example can be, let's say, being gender biased. You're married and they would like to know if you have kids. Now, it is not fair to directly ask. Why would they like to know if you have kids? So that will it curtail your traveling for work? So, how do they put it forward? That your work will require you to travel twice a month or thrice a month. So ideally, in this case, if she's told that she has to travel thrice a month, she may ideally be asked. So your work requires you to travel thrice a month. Is that feasible to you? So indirectly, we would get an answer depending on her commitments. Now, she would probably think that it's only thrice a month I can manage. If they say your work requires you to travel twice a week, then ideally it can be more of a thought process for her and for her to figure out if she will be comfortable doing this. Job irrelevant interview biases, their personal and demographic characteristics that can potentially influence interviewer evaluations of interview responses. Personal demographic, gender, age, culture, right? We will discuss all of it. These factors are not relevant to whether the individual can do the job. That is not related to job performance. Age is plus one every year, I guess. Attitude depends. A 40-year-old can have a very positive attitude as compared to someone who's 30. So we can't really say that it's all about age or race or culture, gender, not at all. Thus, the influence on interview ratings should be minimized or excluded. In fact, there are laws in many countries that prohibit consideration of these protected classes of people when making selection decisions. Using structured interviews with multiple interviewers coupled with training may help reduce the effect of the following characteristics on interview ratings. Now, when we talk of structured interviews, what is the focus on? Ideally, structured interviews go more systematic. Ideally, structured interviews go in an orderly manner. Whereas when you talk of unstructured interviews, they fluctuate. So when you talk of a structured interview, what is the focus on and how does it move about effectively as compared to an unstructured interview? For example, applicants' cognitive ability, education, training, work experience is considered to be unstructured. Whereas ideally, job knowledge, interpersonal skills, knowledge is better captured in a structured interview. I guess the focus should be on all. The list of job irrelevant interview biases is presented below. Attractiveness, it is said that, now see, these are the biases. It is said that applicants' physical attractiveness can influence interviewers' evaluation of one's interview performance. Gender, females tend to receive slightly higher interview scores than their male counterparts. Gender similarity does not seem to influence interview ratings. I guess it is said if two women come for the interview, then ideally the ratings may differ as to what the person has portrayed. But compared to male counterparts, female counterparts score higher. Similarities in backgrounds and attitudes. Interviewers perceive interpersonal attraction was found to influence interview ratings. Yes, ideally the ability to break the ice, develop a rapport, it's a skill. For example, if you're lucky, one of the interviewers could be from your graduation college. The list of job irrelevant interview biases is present below. Culture, right? So we did attractiveness, gender, similarities in background and attitudes. Then we go to culture. Applicants with rural background were viewed less favorably than applicants with a city background and a traditional name with or without an accent. So more preference given to people who are from not the rural areas. The extent to which ratings of an interview performance reflect certain constructs varies widely depending on the level of structure of the interview, the kind of questions asked, interviewer applicant biases, applicant professional dress or non-verbal behavior, and a host of other factors. Like a firm handshake is one form of non-verbal behavior which communicates how you are as an individual. So various aspects when you talk of biases towards an individual. Are you biased towards someone who ideally is not from the city? it reflects on you. For example, some research suggests that applicants' cognitive ability, the ability to reason, use logic, education, training, and work experiences may be better captured in unstructured interviews, whereas applicants' job knowledge, organizational fit, interpersonal skills, ability to communicate, interact, and applied knowledge is better captured in a structured interview. Further, interviews are typically designed to assess a number of theories. Given the social nature of the interview applicant, responses to interview questions and interviewer evaluations of these responses are sometimes influenced by constructs beyond those questions which are intended to assess. That means, in simple words, your ideas and concepts go beyond the questions asked to you. Because we all as human beings have those impressions which are carried. What I've learned at my previous workplace, what I've learned ideally in terms of leadership skills in college, what I've learned ideally in terms of past experience, all of it is combined, making it difficult to separate out specific constructs measured during the interview, right? So very often I put forward ideas. You would not even really be able to figure out whether these ideas are probably through reading, these ideas are through past experiences, these ideas are through the people whom I'm with day to day, my interaction with them, all those aspects.